Welcome to Core Convos with Beck, the ultimate podcast destination for unlocking your mind's potential and unleashing your inner power. I'm your host, Beck, and on this show, we dive deep into the world of hypnotherapy, mindset mastery, and crushing your inner blind spots. Are you ready to shatter limitations, obliterate triggers, and smash through obstacles standing between you and your goals? Well, buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey of radical self-discovery and unwavering accountability. Here you will find no excuses, just raw, unfiltered truth bombs and relentless motivation to push you beyond your comfort zone and into the realm of unstoppable achievement. If you are ready to rewrite your story, redefine your limits and reclaim control of your destiny, then join me each week as we get to the core of who we are. Let's dive in. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking all things spiritual bypassing. And what I mean by that is I have sat in the health and wellness and spiritual world professionally for a little while now. And I've also very much loved exploring different avenues of getting to know myself and leveling up and expanding into different modalities, understanding different modalities for healing. But I've also very much come across people that really want to bypass the work, who want to go to all the different things and then go, oh, I'm doing the work, but it's so surface level. And then they're going, well, I've done the work and I don't understand why nothing's happening. I don't understand why I can't, you know, get this next thing in my life, or I can't level up, or I can't make this change. But they're kind of stopping at just doing all the things. Okay. They're going to all the Reiki and healings and sound bowls and yoga and meditations, but they're never really getting to the root cause of why they're doing what they're doing. Okay. They're allowing all of these modalities to almost be band-aids for them to bypass doing the actual subconscious work, because you can day-to-day consciously do anything, and it can very much appear that you are on a, you know, wellness journey and you're allowing yourself to level up and expand and grow and become so enlightened. But then when you're faced with a trigger in your day-to-day everyday life, you can't handle it because you haven't equipped yourself with a calm nervous system. You haven't allowed yourself to really understand your emotional intelligence, and you haven't really understand your own self-awareness in the sense that why you do what you do. And then when you are faced with a challenge, it is unable to be actually worked through, because the thing that is causing the problem for you, or that is triggering you, is still sitting in your subconscious mind. So by going to yoga every day, yeah, that might be helpful for your beautiful nervous system side of things. But if you're not actually sitting with yourself every day and going, do you know what? What is it that I want to clean up? What blind spots do I need to identify within myself? What things do I need to call myself out for that I'm doing constantly, right? So if you're having a conversation with your partner and it's turning into an argument every single time, what is your part to play in that? Why do you keep getting triggered by something that they're saying or doing? Okay. How can you take that ownership back, that power back, and truly start to understand why you do what you do? And it might seem tiring and it might seem overwhelming, but I'm not asking you to delve deep every single day. I'm asking you to be curious about your life and understand why you might be having these spikes and drops in your personality, in your emotions, and understanding how you can really move past those. And by doing that, that is the work. That is not you spiritually bypassing by saying, I surrender to the universe. I trust that my manifestations will come true. Well, manifestations can't come true if you're not doing anything daily to guide the universe towards what you actually do require and what you do actually want. Because we spend a lot of the time saying, oh, I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to be doing like this. I don't want my partner to do this. I don't want to, you know, show up in this lifetime like this. But you actually need to start reframing into what you do want, getting very clear on who you are, what you require, and what you actually need to do every single day in order to get yourself to be aligned with the person that you were always meant to be in this lifetime. Okay. We spend a lot of time getting distracted by going down the wrong path, or choosing the wrong partner, or choosing the wrong job, or just numbing out on our phones, Netflix, because it's way easier to numb ourselves or bypass the work than it is to actually sit in it. Okay. And what I'm talking about when I'm saying like trying to not spiritually bypass is doing things like the hypnotherapy, doing things like coaching, allowing yourself to be held accountable by someone. It's shedding the light on all of the shadows in your life and letting people know about it. Talk to your partner about, hey, I'm noticing I'm getting really triggered around this. I'm not sure why that is yet, but I'm going to do the work on that and come back to you so that when we get to this situation again, I'm going to choose differently. How are you going to show up in this as well? Like, it is having those really connected conversations that for some reason I've noticed a lot of my clients and a lot of people I speak to, they shy away from it. Okay. And they really don't want to lean into an uncomfortable conversation, but it's only uncomfortable because you're making it like that. It's only uncomfortable because you're not choosing to make this your norm. You're allowing it to be something where you're like, oh, we can't talk about that because what if I upset them or what if I say the wrong thing? And that comes from your own ego because you don't want to be abandoned. You don't want to be seen to be unlovable. You don't want to be seen that, you know, the person that you've been trying so hard to hold together might actually have a few imperfections. Okay, because that perfect, like perfect life that you're trying to craft, it's an absolute lie because there is absolutely no such thing as a perfect life. We all have challenges. We all have hard times, but it is what we choose to do with them. Okay. And I love this beautiful concept I've been talking about so many of my clients is choosing your heart. Am I going to choose to do the work now so that my life becomes that much easier because I'm actually living a life that was intended for me? Or am I going to spiritually bypass, stick my head in the sand, numb out on all these different things now, because that's so easy to do, and then realize that it's way harder for me in the long run because I actually have now spent years not doing what I wanted to do, not saying what I wanted to say, and not showing up for myself in the way that I really deserve and the way that I should. And that is why I have really lent so much into blind spots, shadow work, and allowing yourselves to level up from there, okay? Because blind spots are identifying what you cannot see. It's noticing and having that self-awareness that, hey, I'm being so triggered right now. I'm in fight and flight. I'm attacking. I'm comparing. I'm shutting down. Why am I doing that? What has caused me to have this emotion in my body that is now outwardly being displayed in a certain way? Then once you have that self-awareness and that curiosity as to why that's occurring, we can use things like hypnotherapy and coaching to allow yourself to access where that came from so you can clean it up, clear it up, and allow yourself to let go of those limiting beliefs and move into a space of absolute alignment and connection with what you actually deserve and what you actually want in this lifetime. Because also, a lot of the time I find so many people don't even know what they want. And if you do not know what you want, you might really need to spend some time having a think about, like, if I could have anything in this lifetime and have that belief system that anything is accessible to you, any life is accessible to you, what would I want? What would I do? What would I say? How would I show up every single day for myself to achieve that life? What boundaries would I be putting in place with people? What conversations would I be having instead of being silent? Okay? Letting yourself really understand that you are here to show up as you. And that is your biggest superpower. So it is time to stop passing your power over to someone else or something else and start to really call yourself back in and call yourself back out on what it is you're doing every day and allowing that to be the work. And whatever comes up for you, let that be the answer. Let that be exactly as it is. Because I'm not saying you need to sit here every day and be like, oh, I'm punishing myself because I didn't show up properly for this or I said this wrong. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is that self-awareness that some of us are lacking really needs to be more prevalent for all of us, because then we can call our own selves out and go, wow, hang on, hold up. Why am I having this big feeling? Why am I having this thought constantly? Like, where is that coming from? Is it even mine, or is it something I picked up previously, you know, when I was younger? So it's then allowing yourselves to take your own personal power back and build from a space of such confidence and alignment, because you know that it is your decision to choose differently. It is not someone else's, and you have set some really clear, beautiful boundaries with yourself and showing up with such integrity every day that what you say you're going to do, that you will actually do that. And you will not numb out, you will not spiritually bypass, you will not keep doing the work constantly in the sense that I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this. I'm going to focus on one thing. And I'm going to get super clear on that one thing as to why that's occurring for me. And then I'm going to go about my life because that is what we do. Life happens. Hang on. Boom. Trigger. Wow, I thought I cleared that out. But maybe there's still some more to it. Maybe I need to sit with this for a second and understand, well, why did that affect me so much again? Cool. Great. Move on from it. It is not something that we just sit in the depths of despair and be like, oh my gosh, my whole life's terrible. All these things are bad. I don't want the victim mentality. I want us to identify any time that we're getting triggered and to see if that is a space for growth. And who doesn't want to keep growing? Who doesn't want to keep changing and evolving? You know, this whole concept of, I remember back in the day of people like, you've changed. Bloody oath, I hope I have. I hope I have changed because I have learnt more. I have lived more. I have experienced more challenges. I have allowed myself to get to know myself more. So I really hope I have changed. And I take that as such a compliment as opposed to such a criticism that people seem to love to use that for. I hope I keep being different. I hope that last year's Beck is different to this year's Beck. Next year's Beck is different to this one's. Okay, I hope my life keeps evolving and changing. And I really hope my business can reflect that. So I get to make that choice every day. So basically what I'm asking you right now is, what are you going to do? Are you going to choose to keep flip-flopping between all these different things? Or are you going to allow yourself to lean into your own personal power, understanding who you are, understanding why you do what you do, clearing that up and leveling up? That is a choice that you get to have. Are you choosing your hard now or are you choosing your hard later? You get to decide. Anyway, that's my little pep talk for this morning. Clearly, I've had my coffee because that is a rip aurora of a podcast today, but it's something that weighs so heavy on my heart and it's just something that I have so many conversations with people about, and I just think it is something that really, it's just stopping all of us from taking a step forward because we're just giving so much of our personal power away to other people, external things to ourselves, and going, oh, well, I just keep doing all these external modalities, then okay, sure, then that's fine. I hope that you could work with me in hypnotherapy and coaching within the blind spot space and shadow work space, and I hope that you never have to see me again. Do you know what I mean? I really wish that I can give you enough tools for you to have the self-awareness that you can go out into this lifetime and go, I'm killing it. I can use all of those things that Beck has spoken to me about, and I'm going to absolutely nail it. And then, sure, if you're finding you're falling off the bandwagon for a little while, sure, come back, have a tune-up, just like a car needs it. We all need a little tune-up every now and then, a little refresher of how friggin' amazing we are, and then we get back into it again, okay? So, have an absolutely incredible day, night, wherever you are in the world, and I will be talking to you really soon. If you haven't joined up for my masterclass, my free masterclass on blind spot on Facebook, make sure you go to the link in my bio, because I am on Instagram, because I am running that tonight at 6:30 and I am super excited about it. So I'm going to be launching this podcast today. So if you've had a listen to it, you're feeling inspired, you're like, yep, I've got this, I can do it energy, I want you to join that masterclass because it is life-changing. You're going to get so many amazing nuggets of wisdom from me and so much information that maybe you've heard before, but I'm giving it to you in a really different and beautiful way. And even if you have worked with me before, like I said, I've changed. To your core has changed. There is some leveling up and there is some big realizations that I have had, and that is now flowing into my business. So new people, people that might have been working with you before, come along, join the masterclass, see the epicness that is going to sit there, and I really look forward to it. All right, guys, have an amazing, amazing day, night, like I said, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.